Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In New Mexico, officials at a briefing releasing the cause of deaths for actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy after their bodies were found in their Santa Fe home last week. New Mexico Chief Medical Investigator Dr. Heather Jarrell.
The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman, aged 95 years, is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
Dr. Jarrell says his wife Betsy died from hantavirus, pulmonary virus naturally found in mice. Authorities say after reviewing records and cameras in the home, both died on different days. The jobs report for February from the Labor Department showing 151,000 jobs added last month, slightly higher than in January, but missing economists' projections. A quick-moving winter storm stretching from the Midwest to the East Coast, and avalanche concerns remain in the Colorado Rockies. This is ABC News. The Trump administration announcing it's pulling nearly $400 million in federal money from Columbia University in New York for its failure to protect Jewish students from anti-Israel protests on campus after the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war.
The Trump administration says this $400 million round of grant and contract cancellations is just the start, and that there's more to come. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says Columbia University has, quote, abandoned its obligation to protect Jewish students from violence, intimidation, and anti-Semitic harassment on campus. The school says it's aiming to work with the government to restore the funding, and that Columbia is committed to combating anti-Semitism and ensuring the safety and well-being of students, faculty, and staff.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. As you head into the weekend, get ready to turn those clocks forward 1 hour. Daylight saving begins Sunday. Most Americans will lose 1 hour. It's all aimed at utilizing more daylight hours during summer. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Tonight it'll be clear and crisp with a low of 21, mild and mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 50, and mostly clear tomorrow night with a low of 25. Currently in Richland Center, it is partly sunny. The winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 42 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Governor Tony Evers released a statement regarding a new multi-state lawsuit to stop the Trump administration from gutting critical federal funding at the U.S. Department of Education to fund programs designed to address teacher shortages and enhance teacher quality nationwide toward ultimately helping improve student outcomes in classrooms across the country, especially in rural communities and high-need subject areas like math and special education. According to the lawsuit filed by a multi-state coalition, the Trump administration, over the course of a few days last month, arbitrarily terminated approximately $600 million in critical grants authorized by the U.S. Congress to address nationwide teacher shortages and improve teacher quality by educating, placing, and supporting new teachers, especially in rural communities and high-need subject areas like math and special education. The Trump administration's drastic cuts to federal funding eliminated two key programs established by the U.S. Congress aimed at training new educators and enhancing teacher quality, which would ultimately help improve outcomes for children in classrooms across the country. The governor's announcement comes as Governor Evers declared 2025 the year of the kid in Wisconsin and introduced the most pro-kid budget in state history. Additionally, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction recently released its annual Educator Preparation Program and Workforce Analysis Report outlining the state's educator retention crisis. According to DPI's report, only 55.6% of Wisconsin's licensed educators choose to stay in their profession after 7 years of teaching, and for special education educators, less than half choose to remain in their profession. According to a 2023 report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum, the average annual teacher turnover rate from 2009 to 2023 in Wisconsin was 11.5%, reaching an alarming 15.8% in the 2022-23 school year. This includes both the highest levels of teachers moving between districts and leaving the profession altogether. The report found that both rural and city districts, districts with large populations of low-income students, and students of color and small school districts were the most impacted. New data published shows high school graduation rates in the state are at an all-time high. For the 2023-24 school year, 91.1% of Wisconsin high school students graduated on time, marking the highest rate since the four-year adjusted cohort was introduced in 2009-10. The data is part of the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's annual certified data release, with the department's WISE-Public portal also being updated with certified enrollment figures for 2024-25, along with 2023-24 attendance rates and more. In 2023, the DPI partnered with Graduation Alliance using federal ESSER funding to re-engage chronically absent and academically at-risk students. The Engage Wisconsin program has seen continued success. Data release shows chronic absenteeism rates fell to 17.7% for the 2023-24 school year, while attendance rates climbed to 92.4%, marking the lowest and highest levels, respectively, since the 2020-21 school year. Iowa County suffered its third traffic fatality of 2025 yesterday. Just before noon, the Iowa County 911 Center was alerted to a single-vehicle crash on State Highway 191, just east of County Highway W in the township of Ridgeway. Emergency responders have determined that the driver, Daniel Schutte, 55, of rural Blanchardville, had sustained life-threatening injuries. Investigators determined that Schutte was the sole occupant and driver of the vehicle, which was traveling eastbound on State Highway 191, when it veered off the roadway and struck a rock embankment. Schutte was pronounced dead at the scene by Iowa County Coroner Wendell Hamlin. As a result of the investigation, State Highway 191 was closed for approximately 2 hours. Speed nor alcohol appear to be a factor in the crash and death of Daniel Schutte, 55, of rural Blanchardville. This is National Consumer Protection Week. As part of National Consumer Protection Week, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, explains its new verification process and alert tool to help consumers protect their identities. Wisconsin DMV recently implemented a new automated identity verification process to help protect customers from potential fraud. The new safety feature is available on several DMV applications. It compares a person's selfie photo taken in the moment with their photo on file with the DMV as a method to verify the customer's identity. When a customer wants to order a replacement driver license or ID card, for example, the customer opens the DMV application on a device that has a camera and then takes a selfie photo. If the image matches the customer's photo on file with the DMV, the customer can continue with the application. A non-match will prevent the individual from using the online application. Consumers can also get account activity alerts and receive confirmation of transactions taking place on their DMV account when they sign up for DMV's eNotify at wisconsindmv.gov/eNotify. This can help avoid fraudulent activities, such as an unwanted change of address or someone else ordering a replacement driver license or ID. Besides the alerts, eNotify also provides customers with renewal reminders for their plate, driver license, or ID. If the renewal notification seems off cycle, a customer can visit wisconsindmv.gov and confirm. More than 1 million Wisconsin residents have enrolled in eNotify. Daylight Saving Time will begin this Sunday morning at 2. Daylight Saving Time begins the second Sunday of March each year and runs through the first Sunday in November. Everyone is reminded that when Daylight Saving Time begins, we move our clocks forward 1 hour. We may lose an hour of sleep, but we'll gain an extra hour of evening sunlight beginning Sunday. Daylight Saving Time is the perfect time to conduct safety checks around your home and review emergency plans. Every family should have an emergency kit in the home that includes enough supplies to meet essential needs for at least 72 hours after a disaster. Kits should include essentials like non-perishable foods, water, first aid supplies, and copies of important documents and medication lists. If you already have an emergency kit, replace expired items or anything that might have been borrowed from your kit. Having an emergency plan in place can also help you and family know where to go or how to contact each other if you must leave home quickly. Plans should include information on safe meeting locations near and away from home, along with family or friends who should be contacted if you are separated. Take time this weekend to review those plans with everyone in your home and make any needed updates. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are another critical alert tool in your home that can make sure everyone knows about potential danger, so take time to test or replace them. The official change to daylight saving time occurs at 2 o'clock Sunday morning, although many change their clocks before going to bed Saturday. Daylight saving time will end Sunday, November 2nd. As Wisconsinites prepare to spring forward an hour this Sunday, AAA is issuing a reminder about the dangers the time change can have on drivers. Nick Jarmus is the Director of Public Affairs for AAA, the Auto Club Group. He says, quote, "The time change impacts daylight hours and sleep patterns, raising the risk of drowsy driving, which can contribute to a dangerous crash." He adds, "Even though it is only a one-hour difference, people may experience what feels like a mini jet lag, which can take time to fully adjust to." End quote. Common symptoms of drowsy driving include trouble keeping eyes open, trouble keeping your head up, drifting from your lane, cannot recall last few miles driven, feeling restless or irritable, and daydreaming or wandering thoughts. Jarmus also reminds you, quote, "It is also important to pay extra attention near schools, particularly in the mornings. Moving clocks forward 1 hour means it will stay dark later in the morning when children will be on their way to school," end quote. A 20-year study published in Current Biology analyzed over 732,000 car crashes, finding a 6% increase in fatal crashes during the week following the switch to daylight saving time. To protect yourself and others, AAA recommends drivers commit to the following safe driving practices. Stay alert and rested. Fatalities due to drowsiness are 10 times higher than reported. Drowsy driving is as dangerous as driving under the influence. Avoid distractions. Drivers should not use a cell phone while behind the wheel. Stow your smartphone away, turn it to airplane mode, or activate call text blocking features like Do Not Disturb. Obey speed limits. Speeding significantly increases the severity of a crash. Drive sober. 95% of drivers overwhelmingly perceive drunk driving as dangerous and socially unacceptable, yet 7% admitted engaging in this behavior in the previous 30 days. If you consume cannabis or alcohol, then do not drive. If you are taking potentially impairing prescription medications, discuss with your doctor or pharmacist how to best stay safe and healthy behind the wheel. Buckle up for every ride. It does not matter where in your vehicle you are seated. A properly worn seatbelt is the most effective way to survive a traffic crash.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Kent Friedland, 72 of Richland Center, died February 26th of a sudden illness at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kent Friedland, 72 of Richland Center. Gerald W. Jerry Legal, 95 of Plain, died Monday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, followed by military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398 and burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald W. Jerry Legal, 95 of Plain. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82 of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday, March 15th at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday, March 15th from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg. Mardell Brown, Martha Gillingham, 68, of Palmer Lake, Colorado, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held in Palmer Lake, Colorado. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with local arrangements for Mardell Brown, Martha Gillingham, 68, of Palmer Lake, Colorado, formerly of Richland Center.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Clouds start to clear this evening, becoming crisp tonight as lows fall to near 20 degrees and winds stay calm. We are looking at a more mild day tomorrow with mostly sunny skies as high temperatures tap 50 degrees. But it'll be slightly breezy. Winds pulling out of the southwest up to 15 to 20 miles per hour is the reason that we're getting shoved to the mild temperatures. So we'll take it. It'll be mostly clear tomorrow night, lows in the mid-20s, and for Sunday, breezier and warmer. And we'll have plenty of sunshine. Highs will reach the mid-50s. And we stay unusually warm as we start the work and school week off next week. It'll be bright, beautiful, with highs in the mid-60s. Let me repeat that, mid-60s. It's going to be feeling like spring, looking like spring, and everyone's going to be smiling. Get outside and soak it up, because we do turn cooler on Tuesday. Nothing dramatic, but not mid-60s. In fact, we fall about 20 degrees to highs in the mid-40s. It'll still be partly sunny, and we stay dry into Wednesday, too. But midweek, we're looking at more clouds than sunshine as the system tries to swipe us. As of right now, it's staying away, so we're staying dry and partly cloudy. And the comfortable temperatures continue into Thursday, too, with highs in the mid-50s. So a little bumpy next week in terms of temperatures, starting off nice and warm, falling a little bit Tuesday, getting comfortable on Wednesday, and then just perfect on Thursday. But I will give you a heads up, we are tracking a pretty big storm that's moving in next weekend. It wants to move through with some heavy rain, potentially some thunderstorms. Lots of strong, gusty winds as it moves over us, and then on the backside of it, it flips to snowfall. And as of right now, that looks to time out on St. Patrick's Day, which is a Monday. But we'll all keep our fingers crossed, because the timing always changes and so does the track, but just wanted you guys to be aware. And take full advantage of this beautiful weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny and 40 degrees after a high today of 42 and a morning low of 25. Yesterday's high, was 41 degrees, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2000 is 80 degrees, with a record low of 9 below that was set back in 1959. Last year's high was 57, with a low of 36. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:58, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:26. Winds are out of the north-northeast at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.94, and we have received 4/100 of an inch of precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 40 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
One evening after a great Green Bay Packer victory, Vince Lombardi returned home to find his wife already sound asleep in bed. When he got into bed, his feet touched her legs and she screamed out, "Oh God, your feet are cold." Lovingly and calmly, Lombardi answered, "Honey, I've told you before, when we're by ourselves in our own home, you can just call me Vince." Sometimes each of us exhibits this I am God complex. We think the world revolves around us and everything and everyone was made to worship us and do what we ask. It's a sad thing to think you're God and then find out you're really not. Addicts must come to this awareness to begin the process of recovery. All of us must admit we are damaged people and only a higher power can help us overcome our failures. But when a person realizes that they are powerless to control things around them and they begin to trust in God, the highest power, life becomes so much easier to enjoy. It's really a blessing to know that we can trust in God to make things right. So right there in your car, or in your cubicle at the office, or at the station on the assembly line, or eating donuts at Dunkin', shout out as loud as you can, "I'm not God!" It'll make you feel better. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a look at high school events going on this evening.
Round two of the WIA Boys Basketball Tournament starts tonight at 7. Platteville will host Richland Center. River Valley is at New Glarus and Dodgeville at Lodi. Broadhead at Wisconsin Dells among the area Division III games. In Division IV, Mineral Point hosts Iowa Grant. Parkview will be at Lancaster, Fenimore at Cuba City, and Belleville at Darlington. In Division V contests, it's Potosi hosting Seneca. North Crawford is home against River Ridge, and Ithaca travels to Highland, Kickapoo at Royal, among the area basketball games. The winners of tonight's games will play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Join us for the game coming up. It's Highland hosting Ithaca in Division 5 WIAA tournament play. Aaron Hipsch is the coach of the Ithaca boys.
I wouldn't compare them to anybody else we played, no. They present unique challenges, like I said. I mean, they're super tough on the board and on the boards, and they like to push the ball a lot more than some of the teams we played. And, you know, I like our guys too, but we're definitely up for a challenge.
Highland is coached by Ryan Hill.
Well, we got some depth this year. We've had a lot of good minutes off the bench, and they just play well together. You know, any guy on any different night can kind of lead us, and we've seen that different times through the year. And then, you know, we've had, you know, with Michael Esser and Wes with Krasinger inside, they've, you know, a couple athletic forwards. We've had a lot of mismatches, and we've been able to take advantage of that.
That's Coach Ryan Hill. The Cardinals take on the Bulldogs. That's our featured game on Friday night. You can hear the pregame beginning around 6:35. Tip-off time at 7 o'clock from Highland. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
And this evening, the 2025 WIAA State Team Wrestling Tournament is going on at the UW Fieldhouse in Madison starting this evening. And the quarterfinals in Division I are going to be take place at 5:30, so just a few minutes away. In that, in those matches, it'll be match one will be Kakana taking on West Ellis Nathan Hale. In match two, it will be Holman versus Muskego. Match three, Bayport will take on Reedsburg. And in match four, Arrowhead will be taking on Waukesha West. And the winners of those matches will go on to the semifinals for Division I tonight starting at 7:30. The Wisconsin Badgers just have one game left in the Big Ten regular season as they take on the Penn State Nittany Lions at the Kohl Center tomorrow with tip-off scheduled for noon. Wisconsin currently is 23-7 on the season and 13-6 in conference play, and they are embroiled in a major battle for Big Ten seeding as they hope to get the coveted double bye in the postseason tournament by finishing with a top-4 seed. At the moment, they stand number 5 in the conference, ranking last in a 3-way tiebreaker with Purdue and Maryland. And you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game tomorrow on WRCE 107.7 AM 1450, online at WRCE.FM, and on the Civic Media app. Pre-game will start at around 11. The Brewers have another top minor league prospect who isn't even 20 yet. 18-year-old outfielder Brayton Payne is ranked the team's 11th best prospect by MLB.com. The Journal Sentinel reports Payne was already being praised for his speed and defensive ability. Then last year at Class A Carolina, he opened scouts' eyes by hitting the ball hard. He had 7 hits in his first 4 professional games, 2 for extra bases. He's 1-for-4 with the big club this spring. And the Brewers, they got rained out today in spring training action, but they will resume action tomorrow as they take on the Angels. And you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. That game will be joined in progress after the Badger game. D1 Deals for Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr. didn't get a lot of media attention last month, but the newest Bucks are already having an impact, Porter especially. His arrival makes the team's bench a bigger threat. He had 14 assists and a triple-double in the win over the Mavericks. Porter is a point guard who can run the offense when the starters take a breather. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? The attraction opens March 13th, and they need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber today. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Soybeans were mixed Friday. Corn, cattle, and hogs finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were mixed on bare spreading with nearby contracts down and deferred months up. The trade's watching harvest weather in Argentina and Brazil. That big South American crop and China's tariffs are expected to limit export demand, at least in the near term. May beans were down 2 1/4 at 10.25. July was 3/4 lower at 10.38 3/4. May bean meal was down 50 cents at 304.40, and May soybean oil was up 25 points Friday at 43.42. Corn was supported by short covering, keeping an eye on conditions in Argentina, second crop planting in Brazil, and any new tariff news. The trade's also monitoring conditions in the Corn Belt ahead of spring planting. May corn was up 5 1/4 at 4.69 1/4. July was 5 higher at 4.75 3/4. And wheat was lower on profit-taking. Drought has expanded, though, in parts of the U.S. plains with minimal near-term precipitation prospects. Globally, dry weather's an issue in Eastern Europe and the Black Sea region. May Chicago was down 2 3/4 at 5.51 1/4. May Kansas City was 1 lower at 5.64 3/4. May Minneapolis wheat on Friday, 1 1/4 lower at 5.92 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply on the higher midday beef and some higher direct business during the session. Brent Barnett has more on that in just a moment. April live was up $4 Friday at $200.27. June was $3.85 higher at $196.47. April feeders were up $3.72 at $278.15. May feeders were $4.35 higher at $278.20. And hogs were up on the tariff pause between the United States and Mexico and Canada and the higher midday move in pork. April lean was up 70 cents at 87.35. May was 92 higher at 90.60. Brent Barnett has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Corn Checkoff Check-In. Executive Director Brenda Danro-Gudex joins us.
Well, we like to think of like everything that we do just under that Wisconsin Corn umbrella. So a lot of time we have our logo out there, it'll just say Wisconsin Corn. If a person is a member of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, their membership dollars go into the lobbying and the policy making for all corn growers here in Wisconsin. the corn checkoff, definitely just investing that market development, the education, promotion, and research of our Wisconsin corn. We do have some research projects that are developing new uses for corn when it comes to things like corn plastics. For every $1 that we invest in export market development, we increase our U.S. agricultural exports by more than $24. So it's a significant boost to the U.S. agricultural industry.
Thanks, Brenda. To learn more about the Wisconsin Corn Checkoff Program, go to wicorn.org.
Cattle Country had some light trade reported Friday afternoon in Nebraska at 315 on a dressed basis, $2 higher from the previous week. Some light scattered business was also reported in Kansas at 198 on a live basis, a dollar higher on the week. Asking prices remained firm at 315 plus in the north and 198 plus in the south. Boxed beef closed higher with choice up 178 at 314.90, select up 229 at 305.80. Estimated cattle slaughter was 108,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to lower at the close Friday. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.88 with a base range of $86 to $93. Pork values closed higher, up 187 at $98.36. Estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and up more than 43,500 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Cattlemen, get ready for the 7th Annual Red Fest, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year's sale features 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females, perfect for elevating your herd with the right genetics. Come early to view the cattle and don't miss lunch before the sale. Visit redfestsale.com today for more details and to view the sale catalog. Upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you at Red Fest.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A market analyst says Canada's recent suspension of some U.S. pork imports could be a result of the back and forth happening as a new trade war begins. Rich Nelson with Allendale tells Brownfield,
maybe it's Canadian authorities doing a small little thorn on our side, especially given the symbolic nature of our largest pork land.
More news is next.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D. Keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agra America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agra America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agra America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
U.S. Representative from Iowa says President Trump has been strategic in his recent tariff actions.
He's playing chess, not checkers.
Republican Ashley Hinson tells Brownfield there could be some short-term uncertainty. But
President Trump's overall goal is to protect American workers and American trade, to bring back more opportunity, better wages, better jobs for American workers. And I think he's playing the long game here.
The president of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association says a recent trip to Capitol Hill doesn't leave him optimistic for a 2025 farm bill. KJ Johnson says Congress has a full agenda.
There's a lot of conversation about the farm bill, but when does it actually happen? The biggest thing is most people are talking about is the tax cuts due end. That is going to be the first thing on the docket for this Congress.
And a bill on water rights that has the support of several state ag groups advanced out of the Missouri Senate on Thursday. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune with TimSec Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a bigger sale in a good crowd. Large squares topped at $185 a ton and large rounds at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to add your mower, boats, garden supplies, machinery, outdoor items, or more for our spring consignment auction, give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsecauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Soy growers are monitoring issues that could impact their profitability. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. At this week's Commodity Classic, soybean growers were expressing concerns on key issues that they say could impact on-farm profitability. On this episode, we'll break down some of those concerns with a leader from the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. We'll have more coming up next on Brownfield.
Have you been to agroamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Aaron Johnson is the president of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. He tells Brownfield the first issue they're monitoring is the Farm Bill. He says a new Farm Bill is long overdue and producers need certainty.
You know, for us, obviously, with administration change, we're always hoping to get this Farm Bill to the finish line. I know it feels like a broken record the last couple of years, so we're going to work very hard, especially with the support that we're going to have in Minnesota with Congresswoman Craig and then Senator Klobuchar in that support. So we're hoping that we're going to get some bipartisan support and I'm going to be able to get the Farm Bill to the finish line.
Johnson says soybean growers have several Farm Bill priorities.
So we want to make sure that, conservation, of course, is something that we talk about all the time, conservation practices, because not all conservation practices align, farm to farm, county to county. They're all different. So especially when it comes to talking about like 45Z and tax credits that come along with that, we want to make sure that them conservation practices fit everybody across the state and across the U.S. And like I said, always want to make sure we keep that safety net back underneath there for farmers, making sure that the Farm Bill is getting caught up with inflation as well.
Ann Johnson says biofuels is another area that impacts profitability.
Minnesota's a leader in biofuels. We started off at B2. We're all the way up to B20. We want to make sure that we keep that robust biofuel industry alive in Minnesota. So I'm looking forward, making sure that that industry stays strong. And also, with that being said, sustainable aviation fuel needs to be brought up to. And that potential that we're going to see in the future. And that, could be, I think across the U.S. that's a 30 billion gallon market. And our relationship with Delta, looking forward, we're pretty excited about that for soybean growers in the upper Midwest.
Johnson says there's some optimism for the sustainable aviation fuel market.
We're actually going to meet with Gevo here shortly and have some discussions about how that looks. Realistically, biofuels and SAF really is the only way that they can reduce their carbon footprint now. We want to make sure that we are involved in that moving forward.
I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest, I swear.
I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia. After holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. Them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Just say to margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer.
Brian Kelly, we'll see you next summer. And actually, that's probably in a few months because we are getting close to spring, so summer not long after that. But anyways, felt kind of nice today, kind of spring-like today, a little bit. And first of all, good evening. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here until around 6:35, and that's when we will be bringing you high school tournament action. It's regional semifinal action, Ithaca at Highland, and Phil Nee and Henry Bray will be making the call for that game, so be sure to stay tuned for that. That should be a really good matchup. Right now, as I said, our temperature is 39 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer at 546. Winds are east-southeast at 5 miles per hour. Not too bad. And for tonight, look for clear and crisp conditions with a low of 21. It's supposed to hit the 50s tomorrow, but a nice thing will be Monday, 64 degrees. And then after that, cool down a couple more days, a little bit, get back in the 40s, but then back up to about 55 on Thursday. So spring is trying to get in the picture, but it's taking a little bit of time, but that's the way it is usually around this time of year. And hoping, like I say, Friday went well, and hope you're looking forward to the weekend. And just wanted to pass along some information to you. The St. Mary's School and the Knights of Columbus is hosting a drive-through fish fry that's going at St. Mary's School parking lot until 7 o'clock this evening. The menu will include two pieces of fish, potato, coleslaw, applesauce, and garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $12, with the option to add up to a third extra piece of fish for $2. So that should be good if you are looking for some place to eat. And then also going on tomorrow, the 13th annual food fair and farmers market is being held. That's from 9 to 1 at Sacred Heart School Gym in Reedsburg.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies.
call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, Munk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
Join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
There's a tree out in the backyard that never has been broken by the wind. And the reason it's still standing, it was strong enough to bend. For years we have stayed together as lovers and as friends. What we have will last forever if we're strong enough to bend. When you say something that you can't take back, big wind blows and you hear a little cry. Say, hey, well, I might be wrong. You can sway with the wind till the storm is gone.
Sway with the wind till the storm is gone.
Like a tree,
like a tree
out in the backyard that never has been broken by the wind.
ABC News is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks. With two locations for your convenience, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities in New Mexico say actor Gene Hackman died of natural causes due to severe heart disease with Alzheimer's, a contributing factor, and that his wife Betsy died a week earlier of a rare virus. ABC's Trevor Ault is in Santa Fe.
Gene Hackman died from cardiovascular disease that was significant, and it was, as we heard, complicated by Alzheimer's, which would also explain him being at home after his wife had already passed. And they also went into detail about this rare sickness that appears to have killed Betsy Arakawa, hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, which is a very rare disease. It's not quite as rare here in New Mexico.
President Trump hosting a crypto summit at the White House today, meeting with digital currency leaders on ways to boost cryptocurrency, including the president showing support for a U.S. strategic cryptocurrency reserve. In the Northeast, another day of strong winds and storm gusts up to 60 miles per hour expected. And in the Colorado Rockies, an avalanche danger still posted. This is ABC News. The FBI says it's determined the cause of the security issue that forced a Sun Country Airlines flight from Minneapolis heading to Mexico to be diverted to El Paso. Officials say two young passengers wrote a note intended to be a prank, but it read, "You're all going to die. The pair will not be prosecuted." For Trivia Night, a very unscientific study taking a look at horror films and finds that names matter when it comes to surviving.
Funeral Guide, a price comparison site for end-of-life services, took a deep dive into IMDb's top 100 horror movies, and they found there are certain names that are a lot less fortunate than others. Bottom line, if your name is David, Holly, or Dick, you have a much better chance of being killed off early in the film. Some examples gathered by The Guardian: Shaun of the Dead, David, torn apart by zombies; The Descent, Holly, whose throat is bitten out by a monster; and The Fog, where a character, Dick Baxter, gets killed by fog.
ABC Sherry Preston. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmission.